Right now it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All these little meters look really good. The Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holsters Studios looks really cool right now. It's all lit up. Room's a little bit dark. It's a studio. And I'm looking at this graph, and it's one graph's going over here, and it's got all kinds of cool things that I don't understand. RX rate overhead, 301.25 kbps, 153 ms. What that means is we're on it.
That's funny.
That's what it means. It means we're on it. 39 TX delay MS, zero frame loss, baby. Yeah, Sean, I'm on it, man. I'm teched out this morning. I'm ready to rock and roll. What do you got?
Okay.
Don't get technical on me.
You have a studio and you don't know what the lights mean.
I know what the lights mean. I'm having fun with this. Leave me alone.
Oh, my bad. I'm out.
I'm just having fun with this. Good heavens, I got a technophile. You know, you got that guy down in Dallas that really does know everything. What this means is we're talking to the network, and the network is bringing it to you, and we're on it. It's fun stuff. All the lights are flashing when I talk. It's just really cool. I like that aspect. It makes me feel like I'm, I don't know.
Doing something?
Maybe doing something. Like flying the shuttle or something. I don't know. Anyway, good heavens. Watch that jitter delay there. Sean, seems to be a little bit of packet loss on that. That's okay. We don't want to go there now. Okay. Can we really talk about this subject every week for an hour? Good heavens. Every single day, it's something new. Just when you think the Democrat machine, the Democrat socialist machine, can't outdo itself, it outdoes itself. And I've got so much to talk with you today about. And a great guest, a good friend of mine, someone whose voice is very powerful, and a voice you've heard on this show and its weekend monster parent for years. Let's go right to the phones to David Kodria, warongguns.com, David Kodria. David, how you doing, brother?
You just kind of reminded me of one of my pet peeves, and that's gun bloggers who will tell people, well, there's not really a lot to write about today. And I'm thinking, brother, you're in the wrong field. How can there not be more to handle than you can possibly cover in your waking hours? It's just incredible. It's nonstop.
It really is something. It's almost, the word is incredible. Now, during the program, I leave the sound on my inbox, and it runs through one of these really cool machines that when I talk lights up all over the place, green lights, red lights, yellow lights, and more green lights, and it's really neat. And it says right on it, T-minus 30 seconds. I always thought that was pretty cool because that sounds like an explosion is going to occur in about 28 seconds, right? So you love that. And every once in a while, you'll hear the bong come in. And what that is, David, is more content coming at me that I just can't handle in one day. And you'll hear it come on throughout the program. So for anybody to tell you, oh, my gosh, what am I going to say? Let me put it this way. I can't imagine sitting in this seat, flipping on all these cool lights, going, what am I going to talk about today? Other than the sense that where do I start? Does that make sense?
And how far into it do I want to go? Because these are the types of things, Mark, and you know, we get into these conversations, you know, off air. And you say something and that, oh, yeah, that reminds me. And you go down a different branch there. And before you know it, you're reminding each other of all kinds of different implications and how the whole thing ends up being interrelated to the folks that you like to call the un-Americans,
right?
Okay, and their insatiable quest to control everything.
You know what's interesting? Now that you mention it, it's interesting. You say that I like to call the un-Americans. I've never thought about it like this. I actually don't like calling them un-Americans. I'm just forced to speak the truth. Yesterday, or on the Monster Show on Sunday, David, I was talking with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. And I use the term dishonestly honest. And we can create these words and these phrases in this upside down progressive world today, where a term like dishonestly honest makes sense when you're getting what Hillary Clinton, for example, to put that in perspective, when Hillary Clinton is telling the audience something, she's being honest dishonestly. She's honestly lying to them. Does that make sense, David? In upside-down world?
I'm kind of following along, but you go too far down that rabbit hole and you quickly get lost in the insanity of it all, Mark. It's just it's like, you know, you learn as you're a little kid. You don't tell lies because then you need another lie. And before you know it, you're all tangled up and you don't remember what the first lie was. And it's just so much easier just to go with the truth. And this is where we have the advantage. But unfortunately, what we don't have is we don't have the reach. And so just case in point, real quickly, if I may, I did a piece yesterday on Ameland about this so-called smart gun study from John Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, that was published in the American Journal of Public Health. And I see all these articles about it, but the only one telling them this wasn't the study, this was an editorial by a bunch of anti-gun Democrat activists with advanced degrees was me. And yet that is not going to filter through the people who are getting everything from NBC, your pals, the you know, folks who own Comcast. I imagine we might talk about that.
Oh, that we're going there. Yes, 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 yes. That's a rabbit hole we're going to go down. No, you're absolutely correct. Let me put this in perspective for you, David. I love when you're on the program because you and I know each other so well. We can do this. It's totally natural. You know how much show prep I have to do when you answer, oh, yeah, I'd love to come on today. Zero. The reason is because I already know where you and I can go because I'm prepping for it all the time. So I can look at what you wrote. We can look at the main, because we think alike. Let me give you an example. We did not discuss any of this prior to the show, did we?
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, you're going to, I'm certain, bring up a story that I haven't read or only heard just a little bit about because I have been so busy lately, Mark, with nothing to talk about.
I'm telling you, I'm right there with you.
And yet, just bringing it up and giving a line from it, you and I are both going to be with our thumb on the pulse of that thing to where we can take off with it and we can discuss it. And so I'm actually looking forward to hearing about something that I haven't really studied in depth because, for all I know, that might be my next article.
AOL. AOL.com. I didn't even know AOL was still around. Isn't that America Online, the goofy chat rooms back in the early 1990s when the internet was? Wasn't that what they were famous for, right?
AOL. I close my eyes and hear the modem sound.
Right. Exactly. Clicking away and all that good stuff. You know, my first computer was given to me to help me run my business by my parents. It was a Compaq Presario. It had 250 megabyte hard drive. Now, I want you to, I ran my business on that 250 megabyte hard drive. My iPhone is 164 gigabytes or something stupid like that. But take a listen to this from AOL, David. You're going to love this. The title of the column, written by Sarah Kaufman, ran on January 22nd. TSA confiscated on average of 6 loaded guns per day in 2015. Take a listen to the first sentence. More Americans than ever this year thought it'd be cool to bring a loaded gun on a plane. Now, David, those people who had guns confiscated by the TSA didn't think it was cool to bring a loaded gun on a plane. Most of those people, with the exception of, you know, maybe a couple boneheads that might fit that descriptive, are good law-abiding people who made a mistake, who carry their guns regularly, who made a mistake, who made that boneheaded, idiotic, stupid mistake that you can never make as a law-abiding citizen. But listen to the condescension in that first statement. More Americans than ever this year thought it'd be cool to bring a loaded gun on a plane. David, do you think people who made a mistake are now fined $7,000 and many are charged with felonies thought it was cool to do that?
No, you're absolutely right. It's a boneheaded mistake. It happened to the actor Dennis Farina. It happened to Jerry Lewis. It's happened to at least
Ted Nugent's wife. It happened to Shemaine.
Yeah. I'm thinking of an anti-gun Texas Democrat that it happened to. And that struck me as kind of hypocritical. Here, this guy is all for citizen disarmament laws, but when it comes to his protection, he's got his, right?
Well, of course, he's more important than we are. But again, that's, to use your term, the rabbit hole. Let's not go down there right now.
Yeah, and I've unfortunately got very, very little sympathy for people who find themselves in that situation, only because I view it as an awesome responsibility that you have to be aware when you're armed or when you have a firearm in your presence. And the people that don't, this is negligence. This is how what they call accidents happen, but more often than not, they're acts of negligence.
Well, that's exactly what they are. A great place to stop now because we're going to take a break. When we come back, unlike whoever that gun blogger was you were talking to, I can promise you, David Codrey and I have more to cover than this 1 hour, the fastest hour in your daytime radio blitzkrieg will allow us. But we're going to give it the best shot we can, pun intended. I'm Mark Walters with great activist David Codrea, returning on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right after this. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's War on Women.
Paid for by AmeriPAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, and these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. How are you today? This is the favorite part, my favorite part of every single day, is talking to you after mining through all this stuff and all this content. And it's just coming at me. I'm going to be very honest with you. I can't keep up with it all. It's that simple. It's research triage anymore, where you just have to go through and pick and choose your fights. This one I want to talk about. This one I don't want to talk about. This story will be there next week. Let's wait. It's literally research triage. And my wife sent me a story today from WSB-TV down in Florida. David, you're going to like this one. I'm talking with David Kodria from waronguns.com, waronguns.com, to read everything David writes all day, every day. David, my wife, and you've met my wife, she sent me this by email today. WSB-TV, school letter sent home to parents asks students to attend gun safety program. How do you take that? If you're just a headline surfer, how would you read that? Would your scales come up? Or would you go, that sounds like a good idea?
The way I would take it, understanding that school teacher unions are overwhelmingly extensions of the Democrat Party, and that the code word's gun safety
Bingo.
Is actually the code word for citizen disarmament, I'm afraid that I would need to call some people on the carpet over that.
That if I were headline, that's exactly what I thought. And I want you to take this away. This is interesting. Take a listen to what I read. And this is why you can't judge a book by its cover. It's difficult, but you're absolutely correct. The first thing I thought was, here we go. Gun safety program. I'm taking my kid out of school. I'm going to have a sit down with the principal. We're going to have a conversation with the teacher, and it's going to get ugly. But then I read the article. A Jacksonville elementary school plans to offer its students a gun safety class. A letter from Kern and Trail Elementary School went home to parents Monday asking to give students permission to attend the Eddie Eagle Gun Safe program from the National Rifle Association. The program is for students in pre-K through third grade to learn what to do if they discover a gun. The letter says 25 million children across the country have used the program to learn accident prevention, gun safety. Now, David, I was shocked. By the time I got to the end of that, I was very pleased to read that. I'm a big fan and an advocate of the Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program, which is, in fact, gun safety in the truest sense of the words. This is taking back the language. And, of course, the gun safety of the Eddie Eagle Program, if you are unfamiliar with it, is sung to a tune by an eagle character, cartoon-type character. Stop, don't touch, leave the area, tell an adult. And they put it into a great musical for kids, pre-K up through third grade. Now what do you think, David?
It just goes to show you how, you beat us often enough and you walk into the room, we expect another beating. Huh?
Isn't that something?
And you know, again, Eddie Eagle, from the perspective of the so-called progressives who portray themselves as being gun safety advocates, they were dismissing Eddie Eagle as Joe Camel several years
right.
back.
Right, that's absolutely correct.
Again, taking something that will provide a real increase in gun safety, and because it doesn't go along with their agenda, they have to pull out the Alinsky Rule 5 ridicule and try to get people to turn against it.
Well, I got to tell you, here's the letter that came back. I'll read you just little bits and pieces of it. January 25th, we're talking just a day ago. Dear parents, this school year we launched a variety of programs designed to improve the safety of our campus and increase awareness to how students can support and contribute to these efforts. Recent incidents occurring on school campuses across the nation have led to the establishment of innovative program and partnerships designed to minimize such risks and threats. One such program that we are delighted to offer our elementary students this year is the Eddie Eagle Gun Safe Program. Eddie Eagle is an award-winning safety program developed for students in pre-K through third grades. More than 25 million youth in cities across the nation have been taught accident prevention gun safety tips. We are pleased that Duval County students will now benefit from the program that has been endorsed and recognized by national law enforcement associations. On January 28th, a school resource officer with Duval County will go, you know, bring this. And if you ever discover a gun, it teaches stop, don't touch, leave the area, tell an adult, as I mentioned, are the key messages in the curriculum. If you wish for your son or daughter to not participate in the assembly, please return the attached form. We care very much about the well-being of our students. And now, this is taking the language back. This is taking the language back from the gun safety shysters and hucksters out there who have hijacked the English language and converted gun safety, David, into what you said as code words for gun control. Very, very refreshing from Duval County, and an eye-opening headline and an eye-opening read. I guess the moral of this story, David, is don't be a headline surfer, right? But get into the weeds. You might be surprised. Your thoughts on that before we move on.
Well, that also, you know, here I fell into the same trap that I get irritated with people on when, rather than read an article, they will simply read the headline, and then they'll enter a comment on Facebook or something like that based just on a headline read that totally misses the point, and I just do the facepalm, and, you know, yeah, you don't judge a book by its cover.
Really something, do you do the facepalm or the faceplant? Sometimes it's hard not to do the latter.
Well, sometimes, depending on the infraction, I actually just end up walking up to the concrete wall and smashing my forehead into it.
It's sometimes less painful than the rest of the read, isn't it? It really is crazy with all of this upside-down stuff going on, what we are forced to deal with. I have emails that have come into me from all around the world, and it is really, really something to see the support that gun owners bring to Armed American Radio, or to, for example, the emails that I'll get after your appearance on the show today, how people are so refreshed to hear what you have to say. And it's encouraging that, and I hope, David, I hope that we've been effective over the last 7 years. You've been doing the show with me for a long time in both forms now, that the term headline surfer, I'm hoping that we fixed some people. And I hope that the story we just covered is, in fact, an example and an eye-opener to you to really do pay attention and not just do that headline thing, okay? I know you got to get your head out of the media, but when you look at that and scan that, you got to get into this. And when, David, when you and I can get fooled on a headline like that, it's pretty interesting in my book. Let's move on to Bloomberg.
Why not? He's everywhere.
Is this guy going to run for president?
A lady I know who I'm like, what is it, Twitter friends? Is that the right terminology for it?
I guess, yeah.
Sent me the link about Bloomberg running, and my reply was, from your lips to God's ears.
Okay. That's exactly where I want to take the conversation with Bloomberg with you, and we have a lot to cover, so we'll move quickly. Again, we're going to get ready to take a break here in just a minute. Sean, what do we have left in this segment, by the way? About 40 seconds? Okay, good. Well, David, then we'll do it with this. That was a good segue and a good setup. Let's leave it with this when it comes to Bloomberg. There is rumor that we are reading in many different sources, various sources, that seem to be corroborating that Michael Bloomberg is on record now as having mentioned that he's willing to spend $1 billion of his fortune, estimated at around $37 billion. I mean, you know, what's a billion among 37 billions? You know, who cares? Throw $1 billion here. That he's willing to spend $1 billion to run for president. David Kodria says, from your lips to God's ears. That's been the sentiment from everyone we've asked on this program about Bloomberg running for president. We're going to get down into the muck with it. Why? Why are we excited that Bloomberg might run for president? We'll figure it out together here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com. Download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you, USCCA on air. If you follow that site, head over there. You're going to see the USCCA, the amazing promotions they put up. There hasn't been a new one yet since the training seminar. But like I tell you, you'll probably see it before I can get to you on the radio with it. So if you're listening live or if you're listening on podcasts around the country, wherever you happen to be, keep checking back to USCCA on air. If you have any questions or any questions about the United States Concealed Carry Association, what the organization can do for you, you can link from that site to just about anywhere within the organization. In addition, if you keep checking back frequently, you'll see the newest promotions. They gave away 47 guns last month, 47 guns. And each one of them worth somewhere upwards of about $900. That was part of the promotion. Kimbers. I mean, wow, come on. Head over to USCCA on air. Stay up on what they're doing from a promotion standpoint and join the organization. It's the nation's number one resource for the lawfully armed citizen, that much I can promise you. All right, David Kodria, War on Guns. Michael Bloomberg. I can't really say on America's airwaves my real thoughts on this un-American fool, this nanny state chief. But there is now rumblings that the man bankrolling the un-American gun-grabbing campaign across this country, literally from the White House on down, may be considering a run in 2016. Take it away.
Well, I'm not a qualified, you know, psychotherapist, and even were I have not had the dubious distinction of examining Mr. Bloomberg up close and personal. But from my limited education point of view, as just an observer from afar, he sure has all the classic signs of a megalomaniac, a guy with a Napoleonic complex who has to control everyone and everything around him. I mean, you can't take from him that, you know, he has his own certain genius and ability to navigate through the system to amass a $37 billion fortune. But by the same token, whatever it is that's driving him and allowing him to do that, it sure looks to me like it's pushed him over to the next level. And, I mean, from controlling your, you know, sodas and your sugar intake to wanting to dictate how guns go across the United States with all these initiatives that he's pulling, you know, in Nevada, soon to be Arizona, and now to say that he wants to be president, you kind of wonder, is this, first of all, brought on by the reported health problems Hillary is having, and the fact that Americans' polling might not show are quite ready to put in a known Bolshevik like Bernie Sanders into the White House. So he may think, in fact, he has a shot. I kind of think that whatever, if he goes third party, that'll be the vote split that we're hoping for.
Agreed. And that's from everyone I've spoken to, both on air and off. That seems to be the general consensus. Let me go back to megalomania, because that is a great description of Michael Bloomberg. And I'm going to use Merriam-Webster's definition of megalomania: a condition or mental illness that causes people to think that they have great or unlimited power or importance. A mania for great or grandiose performance, a delusional mental disorder that is marked by feelings of personal omnipotence and grandeur. I agree with you. There's no doubt about it. This guy certainly does exhibit those traits. And it's not just evidenced by what I've heard. It's evidenced by what I've seen and what I've listened to him say when I've listened to him talk. And it seems to me, David, that his previous Democrat relationship with the Democrats, then Republicans, then moving independent, that this man will do or say anything whichever way he feels the political winds shift and whichever way he feels he can buy America. And he apparently thinks he can buy America because he's already put a dollar figure on the run. I'm willing to spend $1 billion of my fortune to do this. Is it because, do you think, there's a New York billionaire running and he doesn't like being upstaged as a New York billionaire by another New York billionaire?
I don't know. I haven't given that level of thought to think that there's a competition between New York billionaires. I think Donald Trump represents a totally different type of a phenomenon, and whether you love or hate Donald Trump, he is speaking to the concerns of a large segment of Americans, whereas Bloomberg speaks to the concerns of the AstroTurf cadre that he has to buy and finance and bus to events where, you know, we show up on our own dime and we still outnumber his sign-holding weenies. So I'm not certain that he's that far gone. If he is, I just had, while you were talking, the thought that, you know how campaigns have theme songs? And right. I don't know if you remember from the 60s, Napoleon the 14th, but I would love if we could somehow arrange it. Every time Mike Bloomberg walks out on stage, you get, "They're coming to take me away."
Yes, I do. And, you know, maybe we can have Sean pull that up. Sean, if you can find that would be great. I'll also look for that during the break and see if we can pull it up. I'm connected to the boards. That'd be fun. And you're right. It's a fascinating, the whole Bloomberg thing fascinates me for a number of reasons. Number one, I believe, David, that the elitist left, the anti-gun left, the gun control establishment, the Democrat Socialist Party, has controlled the media now for so long throughout the tenure of Barack Obama that they are now beginning to believe their own lies and hype as fact rather than fiction and lies and hype. And I think that's to their detriment, hence why I think Hillary Clinton is staking everything on gun control. She is that delusional that she feels, because of the coverage that she sees, the friendly coverage that she gets, that this is of a great importance to the American people, when it is not. And every poll shows that. That Bloomberg would be willing to throw $1 billion away. Now, I don't care how much money you have. $1 billion is a lot of money. That he would be willing to throw that away tells me he also suffers from that same delusion that he thinks he can win it as a third party. David, how many presidents come from third party runs in American history?
I actually don't know. Has there been one?
None.
Yeah, I wasn't now, aware. Maybe back in the Whig Tory days.
Does he believe that he's going to be the first? Look, he's got to know he's not going to siphon one Republican vote. He is hated, despised by conservatives. Maybe conservatives and Republicans don't belong in the same sentence anymore. We'll find out. But he is going to split the Democrat vote, David.
Yeah, no, you touched on something that's important, though, and that is that they do all of a sudden think that they have this power and support that isn't there, to where their reach exceeds their grasp. And then they find out they've extended themselves too far, and by that time, it's too late. And it reminds me of the old story about the monkey that reaches into the jar for a hand of jelly beans or whatever and clenches it in the greedy fist. But once it's a fist, it can't pull its hand out of the jar, but then it doesn't want to let go of the jelly beans either. And that seems to be a dilemma that I've seen them get themselves into before. And their reach exceeds their grasp, and they somehow think, you know, even Bernie Sanders now talking about banning semi-automatics or guns that are used to kill people and that aren't used for hunting, as if the Second Amendment is somehow about sporting purposes. And I'm loving it. You know, let them
continue. Well, it begs the question. Let them continue, and we're getting ready to take a break. I'm sorry to have to cut you off, but it begs this question, David, and that is, who's pulling the strings here that Bernie Sanders would change his tune after all of these years? I find it difficult to believe that there's somebody at the top saying, nope, you need to be saying this to Bernie Sanders. He must be looking at something and seeing something within that bubble that makes him believe that this is candy for him and not poison. It doesn't make any sense to me when we're out in the streets. David, when we come back, we're going to turn it over to you. You can read everything about David Kodrey at waronguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Smart gun technology. What a joke. I just left the floor of the SHOT Show. There were no smart guns there. Because the free market will decide what the free market wants to buy. Not Barack Obama, not Hillary Clinton, not Michael Bloomberg and his billions. Certainly not that lying, un-American Shannon Watts. By the way, America's on to you, people. By the way, they're on to you. You're an embarrassment now. But keep running your mouth. It gives us something to talk about. It's great content for us. But there's no smart gun technology there. David, there was a new study. You wrote about this, I believe, about smart guns. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Well, this was the American Journal of Public Health published an article originating in the Bloomberg School of Health from Johns Hopkins, and basically it wasn't a study. It was published as an editorial, but none of the authorized journalist news sources told people that. And so I went in and took a look at it and did some background checks on the authors of the quote-unquote study, which was really an editorial. And the, lo and behold, every one of them, one did, you know, a fundraiser for Obama. Another one wants to ban clips, okay, which shows you just, you know, what an right. expert on guns these people are. You know, others appeared on anti-gun panels with, like, Josh Horowitz and Lori Haas. And another two wrote letters to the Washington Post praising Hillary Clinton's gun policies. So it's certainly not like they're disinterested researchers out looking for the truth. And you and I have had this offline conversation about John Lott, and he will take a look at the numbers, and he's going to report what the numbers say, not what he wants the numbers to say.
Right.
And that's the difference between the studies that we rely on and the studies that the Bloomberg machine relies on. But, you know, there was actually another study another smart gun incident that I found a lot more entertaining personally, and that was how right after Obama said that he wanted smart guns, this guy has invented a lock that is identical lock is what it's called, and he took it to Las Vegas to the Consumer Electronics Show, which happened right before the SHOT Show, and he wanted to demonstrate his smart gun lock and bring everybody together to see how this thing could work and be wonderful and all that. But the problem is the rules of the Consumer Electronics Show wouldn't let him bring in a gun or even a gun facsimile to show people how this works. So it's the self-defeating hoplophobia that the left brings into things, where on the one hand they say they want smart guns, and on the other hand when somebody tries to give them something that's going to get them there, they won't let him demonstrate it.
You know, maybe he should have chewed a Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun and used that as an example. Maybe that would have got past the PC crowd. Man, oh man, it is just ridiculous. One thing after another. I'm going to move fairly quickly now with the remaining time we have with you. Comcast and the National Rifle Association, I've been dying to get your interpretation of this. In a nutshell, I'll let you take it away. You're familiar with the story. Go ahead and let it educate listeners.
Well, the bottom line is they wouldn't let NRA run an ad because it had guns in it, and this was this for a gun show, right, Mark?
The Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, running February 6th through the 14th.
Right, and NRA had to, I guess, modify the ad to take out any photographic references of children and guns, so that they would run it in accordance with their advertising standards, and of course, Comcast advertising standards won't censor a Sean Penn in the Gunman movie where he's right, shooting off all kinds of firepower and things like that, and they'll show all kinds of movies with all kinds of guns in them. But here's the thing about Comcast. I did a report on these characters some years back, and the bottom line is they go in and they get exclusive right-of-ways from city council so that they can put their lines in and nobody else has them. We do have power. If Comcast is the only game in town where you live, you can go down to your city council and you can demand some accountability and get other gun owners too, because they rely on a monopoly secured from the city to give them exclusive right-of-ways. And, of course, one of the other things they do, and you can make some real heat for the politicians in your area, is they have a habit of going in with their patronage and nepotism and hiring, relatives of mayors and city council people and things like that. And so expose some of that, too.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Comcast, there's a love-hate relationship with Comcast. I hate Comcast. However, they are the only game in town for me personally. They are the only game in town when it comes, not television, but when it comes to high-speed cable internet for me, where I reside at AAR Ranch. There's, AT&T, UVerse, and DSL and everything else, but they are simply not fast enough. Comcast is, there is no Verizon Fios yet, but Comcast is, again, the only option for me. And I want to talk with you a little bit more off air about what you just mentioned. That's intriguing to me. They don't get my telephone service, but I have no choice, really, when it comes to internet. I am not provided a choice that meets my demands. So,
but what you do have is you have the ability to contact your city and
correct,
to put them on notice that you're looking into relationships with Comcast, and Comcast is, in fact, not serving the community by censoring out issues and ideas of importance to a significant number of the voting community, and to be able to communicate that and to be able to recruit some support to accompany you on that. And I assure you, with the city council, it doesn't take much more than a dozen or so angry citizens showing up, and you've got their attention.
That's a great point. Now, I live in a very conservative area. We may have to make a move on that. I'll talk with you a little bit more about that. Quickly about that Comcast NRA ad. The NRA, we're talking about the Great American Outdoor Show, which consists of all outdoor activities, fishing, hunting, RVs, and every related, you know, my gosh, from hiking boots to backpacks to safety kits to first aid kits to food packages, survival gear to coats to clothing to firearms to fishing gear to RVs to trailer hitches on down the line. And the NRA's spots, two of them that they submitted, touched on all aspects of the show. Now, keep in mind, David, you might remember, the NRA took over this show in 2014 when the previous operator banned AR-15 rifles from it. Do you recall this? I know I'm digging back in. We don't have enough time to go into too much of it. But it was the National Rifle Association who took over this amazing show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and here's how I'll leave this one with you. The NRA refused to give in to Comcast's demands. So we'll see how this shakes out. Good for the NRA. Hey, David, you got about 45 to 50 seconds, maybe close to a minute. Tell everybody where they can find you and what you're working on before we have to let you slide.
Okay, basically, warongguns.com will get you to the clearinghouse that takes you to my articles on Ammo Land and on Oath Keepers and links to programs like Armed American Radio and the interviews and things like that that I do, and also to my Guns Magazine articles. I do the Rights Watch column every month for Guns Magazine. What I'm working on right now is I'm looking further into the Bernie Sanders deal because he's appealing to hunters, and I just had this thought that maybe I ought to be taking a look at do any anti-hunting groups contribute to his campaign, and might I be able to take advantage of that a little bit.
If anybody's going to dig in and find it, it's going to be you. David, we've got to cut you loose because we're getting ready to end this hour. Thank you for being here. Thank you for everything that you do. War on Guns. Read everything David Kodria puts out. You're not going to find anything any better, I can promise you. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Every single day of the week, annoying a liberal gun grabber somewhere. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. We'll see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.